Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, arrives on a four-day visit to India to hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. CBI cracks down on organized cybercrime network under Operation Chakra 3, arrests 26 key operatives and conducts coordinated searches at various locations in the country. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty to be honored with Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In Bihar, floodwaters enter several new areas as Kosi and Gandak rivers breach embankments. Relief operations intensified with six additional teams of NDRF called in. Markets tumble in intraday trade amid foreign fund outflows and largely weak Asian markets. And in cricket, Bangladesh all out for 233 in their first innings against India on day 4 of Kanpur Test. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his American Prime Minister have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. Both the leaders will hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. A number of MOUs are expected to be signed, giving a fillip to bilateral cooperation. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, as also other dignitaries, and interact with trade and industry leaders. India and Jamaica share strong historical and cultural linkages reflected in their shared colonial past, values of democracy and freedom, and passion for cricket. This visit is expected to bolster bilateral relations, enhance economic cooperation, and solidify the long-standing bonds between Jamaica and India. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested 26 key operatives of a highly organized cybercrime network involved in fraudulent activities targeting victims globally. CBI arrested these accused after conducting coordinated multi-city searches at 32 locations to dismantle a major technology-enabled crime network as part of larger ongoing Operation Chakra 3. More from our correspondent.
The CBI has arrested 10 key operatives from Pune, 5 from Hyderabad and 11 from Visakhapatnam. CBI has also seized over 950 items including electronic devices, mobile phones, laptops, financial information, communication records and incriminating materials used by the cybercrime network for criminal activity and to defraud victims. The team also recovered over 58 lakh rupees in cash, 3 luxury vehicles and locker keys from the accused during the searches. With Raisuddin, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony next month. Announcing this in a social media post, Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Da's remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." He said the Dada Saheb Phalke selection jury decided on the top award for Mr. Chakraborty for his iconic contribution to Indian cinema. Speaking to media, Mr. Vaishnav congratulated Mr. Chakraborty, saying his life is a combination of struggle and achievement.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि मिथुन दा को दादा साहेब फाल्के अवार्ड दिया जा रहा है. मिथुन दा की पूरी जिंदगी स्ट्रगल और अचीवमेंट्स का एक कॉम्बिनेशन है. उन्होंने सिनेमेटिक हाइट्स अचीव की है. मैं मिथुन दा को बहुत बधाई देना चाहता.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated actor Mithun Chakraborty on being conferred the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted that Mithun Chakraborty has been conferred the prestigious award, recognizing his unparalleled contribution to Indian cinema. The Prime Minister said Mr. Chakraborty is a cultural icon admired across generations for his versatile performances. Speaking to media, Mr. Chakraborty expressed happiness on receiving the news. He dedicated the award to his family and fans across the world.
जहां से मैं आ रहा हूं कोलकाता के, कैसे एक ब्लाइंड लेन से उस लड़के को इतना बड़ा सम्मान सोच भी नहीं सकता, लिटरली मैं बागरुद हो गया। ये मैं डेडिकेट कर रहा हूं मैं अपने फैमिली को और मेरे फैंस पूरे विश्व में जहां भी हैं।
Voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase, out of which 16 are in Kashmir division and 24 in Jammu region. More than 39 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October along with Haryana. Campaigning has picked up further momentum in Haryana as only 4 days are left for it to end for single-phase assembly elections in the state. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates and targeting rival parties. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at Narayangarh in Ambala along with his sister and senior party leader Priyanka Gandhi. He also started Haryana Vijay Sankalp Yatra from today. Addressing the rally, he alleged that the Agnivir scheme is a way of stealing the pension of soldiers.
के लिए अगर कानून बनाए गए हैं तो हिंदुस्तान के सारे किसान सड़क पे क्यों आए? क्योंकि किसान जानता है कि हमारे जेब में से एक और तरीके से अब पैसा छीना जाएगा, जमीन ले लेते हैं। भाइयों, आप एक बात समझो, आप एक दुनिया में हो जहां आप जमीन खरीदते हो। अगर आपको जमीन चाहिए, आप किसी और के पास जाते हो, कहते हो भैया मुझे जमीन चाहिए, वो आपसे कहता है ये 50 लाख की जमीन है, 50 लाख रुपए दो, 1 करोड़ रुपए दो, मैं आपको जमीन दूंगा। ये नॉर्मल होता है, हिंदुस्तान के हर नागरिक के साथ होता है, ये अंबानी अदानी के साथ नहीं होता।
Priyanka Gandhi said the BJP government betrayed the farmers on MSP. She said the wrestlers were put on the road. Rahul Gandhi's Yatra will pass through 3 districts, Ambala, Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar, considered the stronghold of BJP. The journey will end at Thanesar in Kurukshetra at around 5:30 p.m. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a public rally at Bhavani Khera Assembly constituency. In the state, the Kaithal Assembly constituency is considered as one of the prominent seats. This time too, the contest here is expected to be exciting. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The third generation of former Congress Mr. Shamsher Singh Surjewala, Mr. Aditya Surjewala is contesting from Kaithal Assembly constituency on Congress ticket, while Mr. Leelaram, who defeated Randeep Surjewala in the last election, is also in fray as a BJP candidate. Leelaram started his political career from student union elections and was elected MLA from here in 2000 on Indian National Lok Dal ticket and in 2019 on BJP ticket. At the same time, Aam Aadmi Party has fielded Satbir Goit and Jannayak Janata Party has fielded Sandeep Gadi from this constituency. Anil Tanwar from Indian National Lok Dal Bahujan Samaj Party Alliance and Jannayak Janata Party rebel Balraj Nauch are also in the fray. Therefore, the fight in Kaithal Assembly constituency is considered to be very interesting. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Kashwani News, Chandigarh.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar and Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi virtually inaugurated 11,000 Saksham Anganwadi centres across the country from Ranchi today. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the 7th edition of the nationwide Rashtriya Poshan Maha in Ranchi, Union Minister Annapurna Devi said the objective of Poshan Maha to focus on anemia awareness, Poshan Bhi, Parhai Bhi, technology-based initiatives and additional dietary measures to eradicate malnutrition from the country. She said the number of activities carried out under this movement has recorded a staggering over 11 crore.
पोषण माह के कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से जन जागरूकता फैलाना ये हमारा मुख्य उद्देश्य है और इसके तहत जो हमारी आंगनवाड़ी केंद्र की जुड़ी हमारी बहनें हैं उनके माध्यम से लगातार जन जागरूकता फैलाकर लोगों को जागरूक करने का बहुत ही सफल प्रयास किया जा रहा है।
Union Minister Annapurna Devi announced all workers of Anganwadi Kendra will now be included under Ayushman Bharat Yojana scheme. In Bihar, floodwaters entered several new areas today, even as water discharged from Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts, including West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Supaul, Madhubani, Saharsa, Sitamarhi and Shivhar, are flood hit in the state. Our correspondent reports that some villages in West Champaran, Sitamarhi, Darbhanga and Shivhar are under the impact of deluge due to the sudden release of water after breach in the embankments. 6 additional teams of NDRF have been brought from Ranchi and Varanasi in view of the grim situation of flood in the state. Relief operations have been intensified in flood-affected areas. Flood victims who are displaced after inundation are being provided cooked food in community kitchens. In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods and landslides caused by incessant rains. More from our Kathmandu correspondent.
Home Ministry spokesperson Rishi Ram Tiwari informed 194 people were injured in the incidents of natural disaster. He said that more than 4,500 disaster people have been rescued so far by mobilizing all security agencies for search, rescue and relief after the floods and landslides. Emergency relief material including food have been provided to the flood and landslide affected people and the injured are being treated free of cost. Shweta Singh, Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Gujarat, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. It also said heavy rainfall is expected over Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Lakshadweep. The weatherman has predicted light to moderate rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during this week. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today extended the ongoing search operations to new areas in Kathua and Rajouri districts to hunt down terrorists following recent encounters in the region. A policeman and a terrorist were killed and 2 police officers were injured in a fierce gun battle in remote Kogmandli forest village in Bilawar, Tehsil of Kathua district on Saturday evening. While a brief exchange of fire took place between the terrorists and security forces in Manihal Gali area of Thanamandi subdivision of Rajouri district last evening, a massive search operation is going on for the third day in Kathua, with cordon extending to over a dozen other villages near the scene of Saturday's encounter. U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $567 million to Taiwan for defense support. According to the White House, Biden has delegated the authority to Secretary of State Antony Blinken to direct the drawdown of the amount of defense articles, services of the Department of Defense, and military education and training to provide assistance to Taiwan. In April this year, Biden signed a hard-fought bill into law that provides billions of dollars of new U.S. aid to Ukraine for its war with Russia and for Israel and Taiwan. Benchmark equity indices plunged by over 1% in intraday trade today amid foreign fund outflows in largely weak Asian markets. BSE Sensex tanked 1,101 points or 1.29% to trade at 84,471 points, while NSE Nifty tumbled 322 points or 1.23% at 25,857 points a short while ago. In Asian markets, Japan's Nikkei index tanked over 5%. South Korea's Kospi also declined 1.68%. On the other hand, China's Shanghai composite soared over 8%. In cricket, India were 99 for 1 in their first innings against Bangladesh on the fourth day of the Kanpur test a short while ago. Bangladesh were all out for 233 after resuming the first innings at 107 for 3 this morning. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, arrives on a four-day visit to India to hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. CBI cracks down on organized cyber crime network under Operation Chakra 3, arrests 26 key operatives and conducts coordinated searches at various locations in the country. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty to be honored with Dadasaheb Phalke Award. And with that, we end the midday news.